Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Anything worldly, oh God, deliver us, oh God, all forms of distraction that will cause us not to be focused, that will cause us not to become steadfast. Help us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we are grateful. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take your seat. How to become a fruitful Christian. After this one, we are going to have a long break. Yes. Chama, bra, sit down. How to become a fruitful Christian. How to be what? Fruitful Christian. And I told you that a strong Christian is a fruitful Christian. Anybody who is strong bears fruit. All right? Yeah. A person who is strong is the one that bears fruit. How do we become a fruitful Christian? John 15, verse 16. Open your Bibles. John chapter 15, verse 16. John 15, verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Let me pause here for a while. Now listen. You didn't choose Christ. You didn't choose Jesus. Jesus chose you. Is that clear? Yes, Jesus chose you. You didn't choose him. That I... Look, there are some people where they make you your friend. You don't make them your friend. Shall I say it again? Yes. So, Bible says in John 15, 16 that ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, paramando, that ye should go and bring forth fruit. You are supposed to bring forth fruits. Now the thing is becoming serious. After you become spiritual, do you understand? The next thing that we are expecting of you is to tell your friends, that you have found Jesus and that these friends should come and join you in your church. Yes. Soul winning is not only for pastors. If we stay in the church and our Sunday school church is just 30 people, it's not a big church. We must go out there and talk to our friends. That is what we, when I'm talking about bearing fruit, I'm not talking about pawpaw and pineapples and mangoes. We should become like pawpaw. That's not what I'm saying. Michael, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Don't kill yourself with the tag. One far Bible and bind it. Mike, when I was your person by your sofa, and I won't need Bible. One far Bible need near my mama. Mike, who better show you? And it's a working Bible. and that your fruit should remain. May your fruit remain in Jesus' name. This is the last session for this afternoon, and I'm giving you a long break. So if you don't respond properly, you better check. That you should go and bear fruit. Look, at a point in your Christian life, we are expecting to reap from you. We are expecting fruit from you. At a point in your life, we expect that you can lead opening prayer. At a point in your life, we expect that you can preach. At a point in your life, we expect that you can lead praises and worship. At a point. That's the fruit. Mommy, when you go back, they should do everything in the church. They should do opening prayer themselves. They should do praises and worship themselves. They should memorize the scriptures themselves. They should go out and call their friends to church themselves. That is the fruit. That's the fruit. Yeah. People your age have been convincing their friends to move from Liverpool to Manchester United. People your age. They're able to convince, you support Manchester United. Master, Man City, this year, you're not a G Cup, no. And then before you see, your friend has gone to print a jersey of Man City. Can you not convince that friend to come and join the church? Everybody, I'll visit your churches one by one. After this camp, I'll come and visit your church and find out whether what we've taught you, you are implementing it over there. And by the time I come, everybody will stand up and tell me that this person, I brought her, this person, I brought him. You will show me operation one member, one soul. One member, one soul. I said, I will come to your church. I'll come. You people, I'll come to your church. I stay at two different places. One, my real house is at Bodwasi. If I'm coming to Accra, I'll pass Weja. I'll come there. I know where your church is. I know where your church is. It's because you have not invited me before, that's why I've not come. But me, I will invite myself. I'll come. I'll come there. You people, I stay in Soul Tomb. Ofanko Barrier. Is that not where your church is? Yes. I can walk from Soul Tomb to Ofanko. Even if I don't have transport, I will walk and come there. Yeah. And I'm doing inspect. Look, when I come to the church, I will come and have a Sunday service with you. Yeah. Now watch. Watch. It is time for you to be strong. It is time for you to bear fruit. You are too old to sit down and we'll be feeding you every Sunday. Somebody is preaching to you every Sunday. Jesus said, I have ordained you, I have chosen you, and I've ordained you that you go forth and bring fruit, and your fruit should remain.
Amen.
You should remain. You should remain. I see your fruit remaining. You can imagine if everybody is bringing two people to the church. You never have a seat. In your children's church, you do first service and second service.
Amen.
The place will overflow. You see that? It's that when the children gather, the adults, they'll leave their church for you and say, come and use our auditorium.
Yeah.
And you are sitting down. You have classmates. You cannot talk to your classmates about Jesus. You can't talk to your classmates about Jesus. It means you are shy of Jesus Christ. Shy. Meanwhile, these your friends who don't go to church, they are able to talk to you about boyfriends and girlfriends, and they are not shy. But you are shy to talk to them about Jesus, the Savior of the world. Why are you shy? It means that you are not bearing fruit. And because you are not bearing fruit, You are not a strong Christian yet. I love what I'm preaching. I love what I'm preaching. Yeah. How you can become fruitful. See, all the things is how you can become, how you can become, how you can become. That's what we brought to you today. How you can become a fruitful Christian. How to bear fruit as a Christian. Number one, you must have spiritual goals. Yeah. Look, one of your spiritual goals is that you should be able to pray on your own for 2 hours without anybody leading you. It's a spiritual goal. I have prayed for 7 hours nonstop before. It's a spiritual goal. Yeah. You must have a goal to say that every week I will speak to 2 people about Jesus Christ. It's a spiritual goal to have. Yes. You must tell yourself that I will learn at least 1 Christian song a week. Do you know that these Shatawale songs, nobody teach you, but you know it. Have you seen that nobody teaches you Shatawale, Stoneboy, Kamindo, Wendiche, what are the names of the people? Eh? Kwame Eugene, Kiddy, Mr. Drew, King Promise. Have you noticed that nobody teaches you the song, but when the songs come, everybody can sing it? Yeah. Yeah. Black Sheriff, Black Onye. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Skanashi. Yeah. You must have what you call what? A spiritual goal. Everybody say spiritual goal. Hey, Esther, who did you meet?
I'm begging for you. Yes, and then you have pins on your bottles. And to me, everybody says spiritual goals. Say spiritual goals. Yeah. Pray for 2 hours. It's possible. If you can watch movies for 2 hours, you can pray for 2 hours. It should be your spiritual goal that you will become a pastor. But right now that you have brought us to the camp, you are telling us that we should become pastors. But you want me to tell you to become fetish priest? You will become pastors. Yeah. I say you will become pastors. Yeah. But if you don't want to become pastors, who will pastor our children? Because we are pastoring you. So by the time you are growing up, when our children are like this, who will pastor them?
How to become an accountant?
Yes, if you're an accountant, you can be a pastor and be an accountant. I'm a pastor. I'm a lecturer. I'm a nutritionist. I'm a radio presenter. I do a lot of things. I have time. Even this camp I'm holding for you, this is the first camp for people who are not in my church. The people I came with, when as the camp was going, they kept telling me, hey, the children they've tried, they've never been to camp before, they are comporting themselves well. Yeah. This is the first time, even this thing, I'm not sure it will stop. I hear another one is coming on in Kumasi. This is the same thing. Yeah. It's a goal. A goal to have. Every one of you must have a spirit. Praises and worship leaders. Every day, Mbejina Hana. Yeah, that was you.
Learn new songs and come and sing. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Ah, oh. How will your church be nice if you are singing songs like this? You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. Oh, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Some of you are not singing because you don't know this song. You are Yahweh. I'll make room for two, you and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll put you in front of my melody. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Ooh. You are all that matters. Ooh. You are all that. Is it not a nice song? And are they? Hey, that was it. Boring church. Yeah. Learn new song. It should be a spiritual goal. Praise the worship for. Then be a new baku. Then be a new. Yeah, better. Yeah, ho. I say, yeah, better. Oh, yeah, better. Then be a. Yeah, better. Yeah, ho. I say. You bring us nine song. Nine song that will make our children's church lively. Meanwhile, these worldly people, every day they bring a new song for you to learn. I'll put on the ACNs. Nice one. I brought you the AC, we've paid for it. It is a yes. So what do you cry about? So hey, cry it. Say a bad jar to what the I want be dear because it's time. Then I feel it. Ah, my need that 16. Yeah, temperature. Good. Mamu chile. Well, I'm about to close them to go and sleep. It's mamu chile. I'm with them. No, yes, you were home. Oh, yes, and I, yeah. You like the place. Mm. Yeah, you're not fun. Say the other day. Hallelujah. Colossians 1 verse 10 said that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Being fruitful in every good work. Being what? Fruitful in every good work. Colossians 1, verse 10. Being fruitful. You must be, anything that is good, you must be fruitful in it. Yeah. For me, I told myself that anything that is good for children, I will do it. Yes. You don't know how much it cost me to have this camp for you. I didn't go to work on Monday. Today, Tuesday, I didn't go. Tomorrow, Wednesday, I will not go. You understand? That is one of the sacrifices. I will not show you how much money it cost us to be here. Money from your teachers and the money from me that has even made you people to sit down here. Tell somebody that if we finish the camp and it's just one person whose life has been changed, is also very important. Just one child. Yeah. I pray for you that you'll be fruitful. One day you stand and do what I am doing here. One day you also gather children and you'll be preaching to them. Yeah. Hey, if you go and show the videos and the pictures to your friends next year, everybody will like to. I don't know if you enjoy the camp. You like the camp. Look, go around. Hey, check your pictures. Bibia. Campus no yetia. Yaka. Sisi, I hear there. That's the way you can come with camera and try all pictures. Brochi. They began about brochi. And they are brochia bagana. That's how they call it. Rainbow radio. Hallelujah. Number two. To be fruitful, do not allow riches to quench your fruitfulness. Don't allow what? Riches. Some of you, small money your parents have. Umbushe. Your father has a Range Rover. Obusa. So the people who walk to church and walk to school, you see them as grasshoppers. Oh, Esther, I don't know. No, Esther. Sisi, I'm a crown. Nama, patch or man. Esther, they'll harm you. Oyima, oh, how am I doing? Sisi, I'm a buffo. I don't know about preaching camp, no. Yeah. Riches. There is something money does. Money has a way of blocking the way you think. Look, one of the main things, the only thing that competes with God is money, not Satan. No. Satan doesn't compete with God, it's money. The Bible said that you cannot serve both God and mammon. Yeah, God's main competitor is money. If you come, you there, you tell the truth every time. I'll use you for the example. If you are going to church Sunday, you understand, and you see 5,000 Ghana cedis on the floor, will you take the money or you continue and you pass by the money and go to church?
I'll take the money.
That's one. Me too, I'll take the money. Me too, I'll take the money. Oh, me that was awful. I'll call. I'm not well, eh? I'm not. Oh, yeah, I'm preaching. Take the church, remember? I saw you know how they be. Because even Bible told us in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19, that money answers all things. Money answers all things. You will take the money. Me, this guy, I like it. What's your name? That'd be the track. But some of you, go to church and I'm going to say the Lord. And then when I said the Lord finish, I'll come and pass and correct the money. Obeba, no, just say, Sikano, I ask this. Yeah. Money has a way of blocking the way you think. Yeah. So a lot of people who have money, they don't go to church. Rich people, they think that it's poor people who need God to prosper them. That's why they insult us. You see, it is also because of the type of prayer topics we pray. Why do you think they will not laugh at us? And one day, you are going to build your own house. You are going to drive your own car. They don't like what I'm preaching. This seat and this seat, they don't like what I'm preaching. I say, I'm going to build your own house. You are going to ride your own car. Receive it in Jesus' name. Oh, you not lift up. I said, receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it. When you park your car, AC, nobody can tell you you are serving God because of money. Yeah. Sometimes in some of the church members that make people laugh at us. We share the shoe. Shunu aslanti Esther. You are doing as a stop. True, no, as a lanty say. And I was share black and white. Don't laugh at us. So, yeah, share to know. Oh, say, suit you. Well, he has not removed the tag from the suit. Oversized suit. He said, scarecrow. Now, Obon Pai. Fifi Tino. We are the home born to say, why do you think they will not laugh at us? If you have your own house, if you park your car and you come out fully air-conditioned car, perfume now, every body air corner, they will know that you didn't come here because of money. You came here to serve the Lord with your heart. And that is going to be your story. Yeah, it's going to be your story. Don't allow riches. Don't allow money. Then now you are young, you don't have anything. But when you grow small, you start having things. You see money. Some of you, oh, my father, sorry, no frame is so cool. Sorry, we acquire time. Yes, so acquire now. Acquire BSC, if you know, Reverend EK or something. Oh, no, they be only your course. I can't meet in the idea. Nasa cried, I won't be transcendent. I saw your cry. You don't have to see anything to your life. May I be serving the Lord? Do you know when I started? I used to pay tithe with coins. But today, I don't pay tithe with coins. God has blessed me. No, God has blessed me. When I say God has blessed me, I know that God has blessed me. If God hasn't blessed me like this camp, we can't do it. When I went to the reception and I was transferring money to them because of the camp, when I transferred them, I said, hey, this much. But still, the camp will come on. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So God will bless you to get the money. You bring the money to help to do church. You bring the money so that we used to do the church. Because it's money we used to do church. We don't use tongues. There's a whole copy of the microphone now. Bacho, me yosofu. Marondo basikerebe sarabra hanturia. Bacho, mama microphone me numate. The papa was soon. They will slap you. Merebo siande karaba sotabra. Medin the Reverend, Reverend. If we are sitting in a mekwana me Reverend, Reverend. If I chop me ECG no, me ECG na san, but your mom ECG 500 cities. Mujikadu no. Maroko torobo siyanda raba sandara. Yeah, yeah, sorry, sir. They'll beat you. Even this thing is that you dear, if you like, go to where they sell kinky. Karaba sotori and the baby. Bede di odi for me pa cho mama mi dokunu 6 mama mi dokunu 6 when they give you the dokunu 6 now they'll be expecting that you give them money, but if they give you the 6 kenke makoto ba toto riande basata na me shrao, they'll call the police right now. They'll say you are, they'll even say you are a fake pastor. Yeah. It's money we use. So money is not bad. Don't let anybody tell that money is bad. Money is not bad. Bible said that the love of it is the root of all evils. The love, like we say, people like to count their money. I have a friend, a woman, now are checking the account. I was stretch. I said, see, it's called vitamin M. Vitamin M. Or share the bank accounts. We say, now just say, no, I was stretch. I said. Oh, was scanner account. The immune system, no. Immune system, yes. Immune system, no. I am is boosted. Vitamin M. You see, that vitamin M, when you see, you can ask your presenter, you wake up, it's not like you are sick. But sika na uninte. We said, na unini na yo. But when you look at your phone, you see, crazy. You look at it, 200 Ghana cedis after they're not live. Oh, so no kasa kasa, okay, kaniyama. Because his money has come. Are you still here with me? Yeah. Bible said that, Mark 4:19 said, and the deceitfulness of riches choked the word, and it becometh unfruitful. The deceitfulness. Money can deceive you. They say money. Money cannot buy everything. The deceitfulness of riches. Money can deceive you. Most rich people who don't go to church is because money, and even rich people's children, rich people's children, when they come to church, they don't respect anything. No. One day, one of these rich people's children was in my church. I beat the boy. Came was misbehaving. I said, so I was a seminal and famba. What? Me, pastor, na me, you know. Me, you can hold me fast, you can't. Yeah, my boy needs to be feeling. Yeah. Because I say sometimes a lot of people are intimidated when they see rich people. Oh! What's up, food? But me, I don't do that, boss. No. I don't do boss. Who was scam? So we will scam. Nobody buys food for anybody to eat. Yeah. We came to serve the Lord. It is God that prospers us, and God will prosper us. I believe in that. See, rich people know why an elder. See, elder, rich man. Hallelujah. Yeah. Those rich people, they don't come for prayer meeting. What about prayer here? Number three. Do not allow the cares of the world to kill your fruitfulness. The cares of the world. You are worrying. Acts 4 verse 19 says, and the cares of this world choked the word, and it became unfruitful. The cares of this world. Hey! Money, if you don't have money, it's not good. Some time ago, somebody used to say that, I overheard somebody saying that, have I heard somebody saying that? Let me push more. Have I heard somebody saying that? They slept and they woke up around 2 o'clock and they couldn't sleep again. Let me say, if you sleep and you wake up 2 o'clock, why can you not sleep again? I didn't understand it. When I got to the university, and I woke up 4 o'clock, and many that so say, couldn't sleep again. Thinking. I have to buy this. It's called the cares, the things you care about, the cares of this world. It will choke the word. You worry. That's what I'm saying, that God will prosper us. God will give us money. When we serve God, He will bless us. Bless us. Bless us. Hallelujah. Number four. Do not be lazy if you want to be fruitful. Don't be lazy. Tell your neighbor, don't be lazy if you want to be fruitful. Say, don't be lazy if you want to be fruitful. Laziness in praying. You can't wake up and pray. You can't wake up and read your Bible. You can't wake up and go to church. Some of you, when the weather looks like it has, is the weather is angry this morning, say, hey, Enekra, Osa Omba. Oh. So you yourself, you don't even go to church. Are you still here with me? The time is up. You are going to sleep. How many of you are feeling sleepy? You are tired. What time did you wake up today? 5 or 5:30. Three, Ben. Esther, 3 Ben. You woke up what time? 9. 3. Why? You didn't sleep. Why? Because praying. Sorry, no doors. Are you here? So I'm going to give you a long break. When you go, you are going to eat your lunch. You are going to bath and sleep. Then we come back at 6 o'clock. If you're able to come back at 6. Now, in the evening session, we are going to have choreography. We are going to have choir. Yes. I'm going to have a nice time here. So if you are, hey, don't write on the chair. Oh. So if you are coming, prepare. Okay. Will you both give us a dance or a song? You give us a dance. Nice one. People are giving us dance or song. Dance a song, no problem. Anything you want to do, if you want to rap or cry, I did for you. Listen to my testimony. I find new life. I find new joy. How the devil gonna chase you? Not to just anyhow. If you got the power of the risen God, you got the power really put the devil in the shape. Hey! And you know where they have heard it. And you know where you better rap it. You better rap it, sir. You better rap it. So eat and prepare before you come. We don't come and be and say, I want to wee wee and things. Daniel, what are you coming to do? You dance or you sing? You dance. I trust you can dance. Your parents, they can't dance, but you can dance. Sit down. Hey, sit down. Are you part of the dancing group? And now you say you dance. You alone, you dance. Debbie, I said, when I'm preaching, don't eat. Ah. Debbie, who are you? Hey! Amen. Tell a neighbor, don't be lazy. Proverbs 22. Esther, don't be lazy. Proverbs 22, verse 13. A lazy man said, there is a lion without. I shall be slain in the street. A lazy Christian is full of excuses. Anybody, when it's time to come to church, it's time to pray. And now my grandmother has swallowed cutlass. And now the poly tank has fallen down. Plenty, 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 plenty excuses. Amen. Number five. Number five. If you are talking, I'll add another 1 hour. Number five. Develop the highest form of commitment if you want to be fruitful. The highest form of commitment. Everybody say the highest form of commitment. There is a form of commitment. There is a relationship you have with God that can make you fruitful. Hey! If you see your father and your mother, before they can give birth to somebody, their commitment is high. Can I say it again? If you see they become. This is Debbie. I'm not fit to say that this is Debbie. Have you seen her? If I stand by her like this, is she pregnant? Will she be pregnant? If I touch her, will she be pregnant? If Debbie hug me, if I hug her, will she be pregnant? No. There is something else people do before people become pregnant. All of you, you know it. Oh, shut up, I'm preaching. You all know it. Now, when people become pregnant, they give birth. The child they have born, their fruit. If you want to also give birth and become fruitful, then your relationship with God must be beyond hugging, touching, and all that. There is something extra you must do with God before you become fruitful. Yes. You don't just meet people, no, then they become pregnant. No. They talk, they visit each other. The visiting each other is your is your going to church every time, very often to see Jesus. That is visiting God. The talking to each other is the prayer. When people are in love, they send themselves text message. The text message is the Bible you are supposed to read. All these things together will take your relationship from one stage to the other, and it will make you a fruitful Christian. Hallelujah. So you must take your commitment to another level. Yeah, my commitment with Jesus Christ is another level. Look, anybody who can go all out for you, it means your relationship with the person is another level. Yeah. There are people you can send, go here, and the person will go. If you are here, it's not everybody I can send that go to Accra and go and bring me something. It's not everybody I can send. I can't send Esther. No. She doesn't even. Yeah. When it is raining, it is not everybody I can send to pass through the rain and go and get me something. But there are people that I can tell them, go and get me that thing right now. And the person will pass through the rain and go and come. That person, my relationship with that person is up like this. Yes. For God to tell me that, don't go to work on Monday, don't go on Tuesday, don't go on Wednesday, come and have a camp with the children, it must be another level to obey that instruction. Oh God, if I don't go to work on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, my boss will sack me. If I go and my boss sack me, I'll beg. If he say no, I take my things and I leave. The God who brought me here so that they sack me, that same God, he will give me another job. Listen, learn to believe God. Learn to believe God. Have strong faith in God. Have faith. Like, every God, these exams, don't let me fail. Don't let me. Hey. Shame on you. Don't let me fail these exams. One day I was going to write a certain exam, saying, when we're in school, I think level 200 or so, we did a course. I've forgotten the name of the course up to today. But I remember the man who taught us the course. His name was Barman. Barman. I don't even know the other names, but I remember the name Barman. Now, he was supposed to teach community something. Then he came to say that, you see, on the timetable, he was supposed to teach us that course on Tuesday at 10 a.m. He came to tell us that Tuesday 10 a.m. he can't come, and that he'll come Saturday 4 p.m. Now, Saturday 4 p.m., every Saturday, when I'm going this way to church, I see my classmate coming this way to class for the whole semester. So that barman, that lecturer, I saw him twice. The first day he came to say he would teach us. And the second time I taught him was when we were writing his exams, and he came to say that there's a problem with question 13. Now, when we finished writing the exams, we were there. And they came to mention some index numbers. Then I remember they came to mention an index number. CN/1071/10. This index number is for my friend who sit behind me. My index number was CN/1072/10. And /1 is Akosua who sit behind me. And they said, the following people said, Barman said they should come and see him in his house. You were part of that. So when they went, then they say, but me, they didn't mention my name, but they mentioned Akusia's name. So when Akusia came, I said, Ako, why? They said, the barman said they have failed the exams. Now, this Akusia, she used to attend lectures. She liked going to class. And he said, don't mind that man. He said, we failed the exams and that if we like C, he will give us C. Me, I've never gone to that man lectures before. I had B plus. I wrote the exam. When I was going to write this, I said, God, you know that the day they are doing the thing, I'm doing church. It is not now that you make me fail this exam, this thing. Me fail it there, and there, me che waha. Yeah, baby, mommy. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, he feel plenty of people. I pray for you. May you live your life being one of the people that will be considered that you are becoming a fruitful Christian. May your commitment to the things of God go high. I said, may your commitment go high. Yeah. Now, we cannot even get children to come and clean the church. The children's church where you meet, they are waiting for ushers in the adult church to come and clean the place for you. If you take broom, are you saying you cannot clean, if this is the place you meet, are you saying you cannot clean this room and arrange your chairs? Everybody must find something to do in the church. Go find something and do. Now you get to our church. Our church is dirty. If your church is dirty, who will clean it for you? Who will clean the church for you? Every church must have ashes. There must be ashes in your children's church. Who come and clean the church and arrange the chairs? All dress from your house and come and sit down. Even when you come and they arrange chairs, the chairs are dirty. The chairs are dirty. That one, you are waiting for somebody to come and wipe and clean the chairs for you before you sit down. Everybody must find something to do. The level of your commitment. You see, anybody you like, you can do anything for the person. Oh, yes. There are some of you, when you ask me 10 cities, I will never give you. Yes, but my son doesn't have to ask me for 10 cities. I just have to stand there, then he will put his hand in my pocket. Any money he sees, he collect it. It's because of a certain relationship he has with me. May you get to that level where when you ask God for something, he gives you. Yeah. Next one, last one, number 6. To be a fruitful Christian, you must avoid bad company. You see, the bad company has come again. Hey, as a strong Christian, yeah, you need to avoid all bad company. So, any bad friend you have, the person will not make you a strong Christian. Yes, First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33 said that bad communication destroy or bad company destroy good morals. I'm closing now. Yeah. Bad friendship. Do you have bad friendship? Yeah. Anybody that is influencing your life in a negative way, avoid the person. Avoid the person total. I don't have friends who smoke. No. I don't have any friend on my phone who smoke. I don't have one. I don't have a friend on my phone who is a drunkard. Or who calls me and we talk. You are a drunkard and you call me. The people that I chat with, they are spiritual people who motivate me to do more for God. Not the friends I have. I don't have an arm robber friend on my phone. I call him, Charlie, today I'm going to steal at Echo Bank. And then please pray for me so that if I go, they will not catch me. If I bring the money, I'll give you some so that we'll use it to do church. Okay. Okay. I'll give you a lot of seed so I used to do the church. I don't need a stolen money to do church. If God says he will not give me money to do church, we will sit down. Let's all be there. Let the church collapse for him. In the meantime, he said, I will build my church. Maybe I'm just there so that he will use me to build the church. If he decides that he's not going to build his church again, it's okay. It's his church. His church. His church. Boy, bad company. People who cheat in exams, they shouldn't be your friends. People who cheat in exams. Your friends who steal. Thief. This girl who disobeyed the mother. She's your main party. May the Lord deliver us. Well, I say, may the Lord deliver us. And may the Lord keep us. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Put your hands together for the Lord. And stand to your feet. Begin to pray. Pray and ask God to help you to become a fruitful Christian. Rabazanta brando robosia. Melabra karaba. We are closing. Everybody should stand up and pray. Meza dabra ba dabra.
Oh yes, Lord Jesus, pray everybody, to have spiritual goals, Lord. May we have spiritual goals in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, Lord Jesus, we pray, oh God. We want to become fruitful Christians. We are praying, the Lord, that we have spiritual goals in the name of Jesus. Deliver us, O God, from the cares of this life. Deliver us, O God, from the deceitfulness of riches. In the name of Jesus. Deliver us, O God, from the love of money, O God. Deliver us, O God, from the love of money, O God. Deliver us, O God, from the deceitfulness of riches. Deliver us, O God, from the cares of this world, in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver us, O God, from evil company. Deliver us, O God, from bad companies, in the name of Jesus. Rabbi Koshetaya Daba, Rebbe Dorobo Koshetaya Daba, Rabba Baya Daba Daba, Razetaya Dabaya Daba, Ramando Sikataya Daba. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Lord,
send them. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. And let's...
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.